Beloved brethren, dear sisters in Christ, I greet you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We look back to a very blessed weekend where over 800 people gathered to hear the Word of God, joining us for these meetings from all over Europe. And the time we had was just blessed. The Word, and of course the promises for this day, the true message of the hour, which is God's promised Word to us at this time. God only takes responsibility to fulfill what He promised. Not our expectations, not our imaginations or interpretations. God is only responsible to fulfill what He promised. And therefore, we do acknowledge the main promise for our day, that God would send a prophet like Elijah to restore all things, to bring the hearts of God's children back to the apostolic fathers right at the very, very beginning. Restoration means to be put back, to be placed back into where the Church of God, the body of Christ, has been at the very beginning. Dear friends, it's not this or that interpretation. No, it's the leading of the Holy Spirit into the Word of God. Dear friends, as you know, God gave me a very, very great privilege. I look back to over 50 years in the ministry, and especially this year. It is 50 years ago. It was in June 1958, when Brother Branham in Dallas, Texas, at the Voice of Healing convention, which was arranged to have all the world-renowned evangelists gathered for that convention. And we all know about Gordon Lindsay, who wrote the book A Man Sent from God. He was responsible for the arrangement of that convention. I participated just as one of the listeners, not one of the speakers. And then I observed day after day those who spoke in the morning and in the afternoon services, and also Brother Branham, who was the main speaker in the evening services. Then, of course, the day came when I had to go and to speak to him and say, Brother Branham, your ministry is so different to all the other ministries. What is it all about? And then these words came across his lips. I have a message that I must bring. That was the first time on June the 11th, 1958, when I heard this word message from the lips of William Branham. At the end of that conversation, he said, Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. Of course, in 1958, I had no knowledge of any promised prophet or of any message. But by the grace of God, I look back to over 50 years and I count it the greatest privilege God has given unto me to have a direct part in the ministry, in the message that foreruns the second coming of Christ. I believe that William Branham was a man sent from God with the word of God to the children of God to restore us back. What I don't believe are the many, many interpretations. Friends, to be honest, it makes me sick to even think of the interpretations of certain statements Brother Branham made. We don't need a single interpretation. What we need is divine revelation to be led by the Holy Spirit into all of God's Word. As our Lord said in John 16, when the Holy Spirit will come, He will guide you into all the truth. To be honest, beloved brothers and sisters, and now I'm smiling. I'm not a happy person by birth, and my life has not been easy, but I'm just so grateful to Almighty God. I don't need to interpret a single scripture. I don't need to interpret a single statement Brother Branham made. I just let the Holy Spirit guide me into all the truth. And then message and word, word and message are the same. Even if Brother Branham made statements that at the first moment you cannot place, but then you just have patience and the time comes when you can place them right into the Word of God. So, beloved, there are many scriptures I could read today. What is the main purpose of the message? To prepare the bride of Christ for the return of the bridegroom. It's not how much you know. It's not the knowledge. It's not a certain interpretation. The question is, are you, am I, are we ready to meet the bridegroom? Is the nature of Christ in us? Have we been born again? Like Brother Branham, he spoke about the three circles, the outside man, the spiritual man, and the soul, the inside of the inside. Our soul must be saved. It's not the head knowledge which comes through interpretation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Beloved, this is God's time for God's people to stop walking after this man or that man. This is the time to return to Christ and the Word and follow Christ. As William Branham pointed to Jesus Christ, and it must be said with emphasis, the authority is the Word of God, not a statement here or a statement there. But the authority remains forever to be the written word of God. Beloved, as I'm responsible to take the message delivered Sir William Branham by a divine commission, so it has fallen my lot to also, by divine commission, to share the true word of God with the ends of the earth. And since Brother Branham was taken to be with the Lord, this message has reached the ends of the earth. And brothers and sisters, we would be glad to share with you a few topics that we have written about, showing forth the whole counsel of God, be it Bible prophecy or Bible teachings, whatever. The Lord has led us in such a way that we can share in the different languages with all of God's people the most important subjects pertaining to the plan of salvation, be it in doctrine, be it in Bible prophecies, fulfillment of Scripture with Israel and also with the church. Once again, I say, beloved brothers and sisters, especially ministering brethren, may God bless you and be with you. I would be happy to hear from you. Be blessed. In Jesus' holy name, amen.